Hello, and welcome to the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast. Coming up, learn about how to safely shovel snow and the importance of hand washing. Links to topics mentioned in this podcast can be found online at fairfaxcounty.gov. When winter storms arrive in Fairfax County, clearing driveways and walkways becomes a necessary chore. However, shoveling snow is also a strenuous physical activity that can lead to serious injuries, particularly to the back and heart, if not done correctly. Before you head out into the cold, take a moment to review these essential safety tips and techniques to ensure you stay healthy this season. Preparation is key. Treat snow shoveling like a workout. Before you begin, take 5 to 10 minutes to warm up your muscles. Dress in layers to manage your body temperature, and always wear non-slip boots to prevent falls. Equip yourself with the right tools. An ergonomic shovel with a smaller blade will make the job easier. Don't forget to drink water and stay hydrated, even in cold weather. Whenever possible, push the snow rather than lifting it. This simple change significantly reduces the strain on your back and heart. Try to shovel early during a storm when the snow is still fresh and light, rather than waiting until it becomes heavy and packed. If you must lift the snow, proper form is crucial to avoid injury. Bend your knees and keep your back straight. Only scoop small loads. Lift with your powerful leg muscles, holding the shovel close to your body. Always turn your entire body with your feet to dump the snow. Never twist your torso or throw snow over your shoulder. Pace yourself and take frequent breaks. The most important safety tip is to listen to your body. If you experience chest pain or shortness of breath, stop immediately and call 911. To further protect your health, avoid heavy meals, caffeine, or smoking before shoveling. Use salt or sand to ensure traction on icy patches. Finally, don't hesitate to ask for help, especially if you are elderly or have existing health conditions. Please consult a doctor before undertaking strenuous activities like shoveling if you have heart conditions or health concerns. Before the first major freeze leaves you stranded, take time this week to winterize your vehicle. Cold weather drains car batteries rapidly, so having yours tested is a critical first step to avoid a dead battery in a freezing parking lot. You should also update your trunk's emergency kit with winter-specific essentials, including a shovel, sand or cat litter for traction, an ice scraper, and warm blankets. Finally, make it a habit to check 511virginia.org for real-time road conditions before heading out into any winter weather. As furnaces and heaters work harder to combat dropping temperatures, the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning increases significantly. Because CO is an odorless and colorless silent killer, ensuring you have working detectors on every level of your home and near sleeping areas is your best line of defense. If you lose power during a winter storm, never use generators, grills, or camp stoves indoors or in a garage, as these can produce deadly levels of gas in minutes. Additionally, have your heating system serviced by a qualified technician to ensure it's venting properly and running safely this season. Protecting yourself and your family from illness is often as simple as spending 20 seconds at the sink, especially as spending more time indoors during winter allows germs to spread faster. Studies show that proper hand washing can significantly reduce respiratory and gastrointestinal illnesses, but effectiveness relies on technique. Wet your hands. Lather completely, including the backs of hands, between fingers and under nails, and scrub for at least 20 seconds, or the time it takes to hum Happy Birthday twice. While alcohol-based sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol is a decent backup when water isn't available, nothing beats soap and water for removing dirt and germs, particularly after using the bathroom, handling food, or caring for pets. By making this a consistent habit and modeling it for children, you build a strong line of defense against sickness that serves you well during daily life and emergencies alike, turning a small routine into a powerful tool for year-round health. Our emergency blog has more information. Just visit fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/blog. Each month, our Department of Emergency Management and Security produces an emergency preparedness newsletter, as well as hosts a monthly emergency preparedness webinar on the first Wednesday of every month on YouTube and their Emergency Management Facebook page. And finally, Fairfax County's free alert system sends you important information during an emergency, helps you navigate your commute, and shares community information. You can also customize your Fairfax alerts to receive the information pertinent to you. Don't miss this important information. Sign up today at fairfaxcounty.gov/alerts. That's it for this edition of the Fairfax County Health and Safety Podcast, produced by the Fairfax County, Virginia government. Thanks for listening. Additional information about health and safety topics and emergency preparedness may be found on our emergency information blog at fairfaxcounty.gov/emergency/blog. Follow the Health and Safety Podcast on soundcloud.com/fairfaxcounty and our podcast's webpage, fairfaxcounty.gov/podcasts. And remember, if you have a police, fire, or medical emergency, call 911. For non-emergency needs, call 703-691-2131.